For years, my chest felt three sizes too tight. Each time I wanted to chase a dream, the anxiety wouldn't just show up and it wouldn't just move in. It was a cold, heavy weight that made breathing feel like a chore. I was living in a constant state of what if, unable to make decisions on my own and paralyzed by the fear that if I moved an inch out of line, everything around me would collapse. And when I did feel momentarily brave or would chase an opportunity, I would eventually quit or make excuses for why I wasn't good enough or going to be something big, whatever that means. So I stayed scared and I stayed small. Looking back, it was slowly killing me. But don't worry, guys, there's good news. I'm not that girl anymore. I thought of the idea of a podcast a long time ago, knowing I couldn't be alone in those feelings. Of course, I didn't do anything about it then. But as I healed my anxiety and really started diving into who I was and let myself love myself boldly, the goal of that podcast actually shifted with me, which is pretty cool. Yes, on this podcast, we will talk about struggle, the unsurety, and the real things that might be holding us back. But we will not sit in it. And we will decide that we deserve more in this life. We only get one of them, so instead, let's sit in what healing looks like, what saying yes to opportunities even when we're scared looks like. And most importantly, let's celebrate accepting the beautiful, messy journeys with honesty that lead us to living unapologetically and boldly. I'm Chelsea, and this is Genesis C'est Quoi. Today, I'm talking about the day I finally exhaled, probably for the first time. And not only did I find myself, but founded this podcast where I hope to share my journey, the journey of other incredible people, and how we are all so capable of amazing things. My hope is by sharing the wins, the losses, and the real struggles and passions behind why we are all doing what we're doing, we can all walk away each week feeling like we're not alone and inspired to boldly be who we are and chase whatever that calling is. So let me start with the name, Genesis C'est Quoi. No, I am not saying it wrong, but I am saying it with confidence. To break it down, Genesis literally means day one. To me, it was the moment I started probably living for the first time. For you, it could be the day you decided you were going to chase something or go after that big mountain, or it's been used for centuries to describe that special something that lives inside us. That thing that exudes from our very spirit. You can't quite describe it, but it makes someone come alive or seem interesting to those around them. I mean, what could be more fitting as a title for this journey that we're all on together? To state it plainly, Genesis C'est Quoi is where origin story meets living authentically and boldly. Which brings us to who this podcast is for. Obviously, everyone. But more specifically, this podcast is for anyone who loves inspiring stories of people who've grown, learned, and unlearned. It's for anyone who may need a reminder that you can do it too. You're amazing and you're capable. And it doesn't matter where you're starting or starting over from. We're here together. Because the truth is, I needed that reminder too. So here's the origin story. The real, unpolished version. They say people change when they want to or they can. I wanted to change for a long time, but I truly didn't know how. Some of my earliest memories were witnessing abuse from my biological father. When my mom finally left him and essentially saved our lives, we had to be tough, survival mode even. Times were hard financially and emotionally, and although I know she had the best of intentions for our survival, she taught us we had to push through those feelings to keep moving. Also, I just want to state this was the 90s, and parents didn't have the access to all the tools for mental health that we do now. So again, lots of grace there. But there we were, pushing down those hard feelings. From an early age, I had learned that I had to hold feelings in to hold life together. I was also handed a ton of labels, dyslexic, dysgraphic, and ADHD, which back then was treated like a problem and was treated like a defining moment of the lack of opportunities you'd have in the future. Instead of today's version, where we use it as a tool to advocate for someone to reach their full potential, a label now given to advocate. At least that was my experience, but I digress. Now, I thought I had to carry those many labels as a part of my personality. A child of learning disabilities, so I couldn't be successful in school. A child with behavioral issues, so I wasn't good enough. Abuse survivor, so I had to stay in line as to not upset those around me. And finally, a child of divorce. And so I thought people would always leave. And I learned later on, all of these feelings would settle deeply into my body, only to be set off in my worst moments. Oh my gosh, that alone was enough to carry a lifetime of anxiety. As I got older, that inner voice of negativity got louder. Each event that followed, whether it was my own doing or life simply happening, was made into a constant example of all the truths I had decided about me and my life. And guys, when you're constantly telling yourself you and your life are not good enough, you will look for proof of it. And you will find nothing but proof of it. Fast forwarding to my adult life, those truths remained, growing bigger with each day, furthering examples of life being too hard. I accidentally shut down. I existed. I put on bold masks each day to hide the crap that I couldn't figure out how to change. Then 2 years ago, I woke up and realized I couldn't stare at the mirror any longer and tell it to smile first and then I'll smile back. I had to be the change I wanted. That's where the journey began for my weight loss. I think I decided that if I lost the weight, I would lose the problems. But it doesn't work like that. A year later, I'd reached my goals physically, but I was still spiraling in my feelings and carrying around a label of not enough, and my anxiety was busier than ever. I was healthier physically, but no more found than when I started. So my Genesis moment had to start again, which is also the beautiful thing, side note, about Genesis is you can have a new moment every single day. So there I was, realizing I had more work to do, partnering with my doctor to begin a low dose of Lexapro, which helped me so much see the light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't just rest in that alone. This is where the unlearning began. I changed the story I've told myself my whole life. I started looking for the good in myself, even when it was hard, forgiving myself and others for pain, like truly forgiving, not for anyone but for me because I deserved it. I started reading books about mental health, healing traumas, and the power of thoughts affecting your life. By the way, I decided a long time ago, even in my adult life, I couldn't read well. I mean, I was taught that. I internalized that. But through changing my mindset and deciding I'm a reader, not only did I get better, but I found a love for it. Isn't it crazy the way we give ourselves these labels like, I'm not a morning person, I'm not a runner, I'm not a reader. But the moment we decide we're doing something else and do it, it changes everything. Now, I still have dyslexia and it can still be hard, but I love it. I learned to be more quiet on the inside and on the outside. Not to blend in, but to actually allow myself to think. You see, I wouldn't let my mind be still, even for a moment, because I was afraid of all the things I would spiral on if I took time to worry. Then to compensate, I was so loud on the outside because if I was vocal enough about all the things I pretended to be to people, they wouldn't see the real me, the anxious, depressed, scared to ask for help, scared of what others would think of me, Chelsea. I got honest with myself about my victim mentality in my life. I had hard conversations with important people, made lists of what was holding me back, and just crossed them off one by one. This was a long journey. Through all of this, I was able to release myself from a version I created to survive. That's what I had to realize most of all. I was just trying to survive, and I deserved to live. I learned I didn't have to wait for confidence to start. I created the confidence through daily actions. I realized I could do it scared, and it would teach my brain that next time it wouldn't be so scary because I made it. I started keeping promises to myself. I was no longer waiting for permission to be me. I just did it. And things kept getting better. As I started surrounding myself with people's journeys and stories, people who were lost like me at one point, people who woke up and truly woke up. Their stories changed my life. I knew I had to share them with the world. And that's how we got here. You, me, and all of the amazing people who have bravely agreed to open their hearts for the world and this podcast. So if you're still with me, here are my promises to you. I promise to show you that the fear you're feeling isn't a wall, it's a doorway. By sharing my raw journey from paralyzing anxiety to this microphone, I'll give you courage to stop waiting for perfect and start building your own Genesis. I promise to provide a space where we stop asking if we're too much or not enough. I promise that every episode will be a reminder that your I don't know what is exactly what this world needs. And you have full permission to chase it, even if your hands are shaking. This is a space for humanity, audacity, and honesty. This is so important to me because it's not performative, it's not perfect, and not here for approval. And to be honest, even through my own growth, I'm still not an expert on this. I'm still learning alongside you all, which is also why I'm excited to be surrounded by amazing doers sharing their journey. Because advice tells you what to do, but stories tell you what's possible. And if it inspires or helps someone grow, it belongs here. So let me land this plane. Your origin story isn't a limitation, it's the starting line. I'm so excited for this podcast, to celebrate and to learn alongside you all. If this resonated with you, give me a follow and subscribe so it lands on your feed and you never miss a moment. And if you know someone who needs a little push, encouragement, love, send it to them too. Thank you all for your support, and I'll catch you in the next video.